Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. Today is June 10, 2026, and the big story is that AI agents are growing up. The industry is moving from clever DMOS toward governed model access, managed agent runtimes, confidential infrastructure, and repeatable developer workflows. Let's start with Anthropic. The company launched Claude Fable 5, which it describes as a Mythos-class model made safe for general use. The interesting part is not only that Fable 5 is stronger at coding and knowledge work. It is that Anthropic is explicitly routing some sensitive topics through more conservative safeguards, with some responses handled by Claude Opus 4.8 instead. That is a preview of how frontier AI may work in production. Not one model for everything, but routing based on task risk, user permission, and safety policy. OpenAI had a busy window too. It confirmed a confidential draft S1 submission to the SEC, while also publishing Codex case studies with Nextdoor and Notion. Those examples show coding agents moving into real product teams, investigating hard bugs, building across platforms, and turning specs into implementation work. The takeaway is simple. Coding agents are no longer just pair programming toys. They are becoming part of how companies measure engineering throughput. On the infrastructure side, NVIDIA said its confidential computing GPUs are supporting Apple Private Cloud Compute as Apple expands that system beyond its own data centers to Google Cloud. This matters because personal AI needs cloud-scale inference, but users and device makers still want strong privacy boundaries. Confidential inference is becoming part of the product promise, not just faster responses, but stronger control over who can see data while the model is running. Oz published a useful reference architecture for running coding agents on Amazon Bedrock Agent Core runtime. Each agent session gets an isolated Linux micro VM, a persistent workspace, secure tool access, identity controls, and observability. That sounds technical, but the point is practical. If a company wants hundreds of agents running code, touching files, using tools, and operating with credentials, then those agents need infrastructure that looks more like CI and secure sandboxes than chat windows. GitHub is pushing the same direction from the developer interface. Its new guidance for custom agents in GitHub Copilot CLI shows how teams can turn one-off terminal prompts into repeatable workflows that know the stack, the repo, and the team's conventions. That means prompts become engineering assets. They can be reviewed, reused, and improved instead of living as hidden knowledge in one developer's terminal history. In open tooling, Cohere released North Mini Code on Hugging Face. It is a developer-focused mixture of experts coding model with 30 billion total parameters and 3 billion active parameters, available under Apache 2. Hugging Face also highlighted OpenEnv, a community-backed effort to standardize interfaces between agent environments, harnesses, and reinforcement learning trainers. The open source message is clear. Even as closed frontier systems get stronger, teams still want portable coding models, shared evaluation harnesses, and training infrastructure they can inspect. And in robotics, AWS showed how to scale robot reinforcement learning with NVIDIA Isaac Lab on SageMaker AI. The example focuses on training robot policies for a unitree humanoid. It is another sign that robotics progress depends as much on simulation and cloud-scale experimentation as on the robot hardware itself. Today's closing takeaway: the AI agent stack is becoming layered. Models, runtimes, identity, evaluation, privacy, and deployment geography are becoming separate decisions. The teams that win will not just pick the smartest model. They will build the safest and most observable workflow around it. Quiz lightning round. Question 1. What was the most important product design signal in Anthropic's Claude Fable 5 launch? A. Anthropic discontinued all previous Claude models. B. Anthropic paired a more capable model with safety routing and conservative fallbacks for sensitive topics. C. Anthropic released only an open-source weights package. D. Anthropic moved Claude exclusively to mobile devices. The correct answer is B, Fable 5 shows that frontier models may be deployed with routing, safeguards, and fallback behavior rather than as unrestricted single-model endpoints. Question 2. Why is AWS Bedrock Agent Core runtime relevant to coding agents? It replaces source control with generated patches. B. It gives each agent session an isolated micro VM, persistent workspace, secure tool access, and observability. C. It trains new foundation models from scratch on every repository. D. It removes the need for code review. The correct answer is B. Agent Core treats coding agents as governed execution workloads, which helps enterprises isolate, authorize, and inspect autonomous work. Question 3. What infrastructure theme connects NVIDIA's Apple Private Cloud Compute announcement with sovereign AI deployments? AI workloads increasingly need control over where data runs and who can access it. B. All inference is moving back to CPUs. C. Consumer AI no longer needs cloud compute. D. GPU performance is no longer important. The correct answer is A. Confidential computing and sovereign AI both address trust boundaries around powerful cloud AI, privacy, geography, access, and governance. Question 4. What is notable about Cohere's North Minicode release on Hugging Face? A. It is a developer-focused 30B parameter mixture of experts coding model with 3B active parameters under Apache 2. B. It is a speech-only model for call centers. C. It is available only through a proprietary desktop IDE. D. It is a replacement for container orchestration. The correct answer is A. North Minicode shows continued demand for specialized open coding models that can support agentic developer workflows outside closed APIs. Question 5. What does GitHub's custom agents guidance for Copilot CLI suggest teams should do with agent behavior? A. Keep prompts private and never review them. B. Use agents only for casual brainstorming. C. Encode stack-specific workflows into repeatable, reviewable agent instructions. D. Avoid terminal automation entirely. The correct answer is C. Custom CLI agents turn ad hoc prompts into reusable workflow assets that can capture team conventions, deployment checks, and operational playbooks. That's it for today's Code Mingle AI briefing. The near-term edge is not just adopting agents. It is giving them the right boundaries, context, and infrastructure to do useful work safely.